Zoom by Tina Williams and Nicola Sangster. It was a normal Friday night. Dad was trying to get Molly to go to bed. Molly was looking through her telescope and filling in her star diary. Molly's star diary was very important. It was the book where she wrote down all the stars that she saw each night. Molly knew a lot about stars and planets because when she grew up, she was going to be a very, very serious and famous scientist, astronomer and astronaut. Even the most very, very serious scientist, astronomer, astronauts need their sleep, Dad said. They've got to rest those mega brains. The phone rang, and Dad went off to answer it. Molly was about to go to bed when she suddenly saw something in the sky. She ran to her telescope. What was it? A shooting star? A meteor? Whatever it was going to land in the back garden. Molly grabbed her coat. The back garden was dark and full of shadowy shapes as Molly crept outside. There was a loud banging sound, and she ran to hide behind the biggest tree. Then the bushes rustled. Someone or something was there. The something was walking and talking, but it didn't look or sound like anything Molly had ever seen before. It was a space creature, visiting from another planet. The space creature had a special button that changed between hundreds of languages, and at last they found English. The creature's name was Lilo, and it came from the planet Luniper. Molly had never heard of Luniper. It must be very far away. She knew all the planets in our solar system. Lilo was carrying a broken part of a spaceship. It was the steering stick. When the spaceship crashed down to Earth, it had broken off. So had Lilo's most important spacesuit button, the ignition button to start the whole spaceship. Lilo was very upset and began to cry. With the spaceship broken, there was no way of getting home again. Molly said she would help Lilo find a way to fix it in the morning. The next morning was Saturday, and after gobbling down her breakfast, Molly told Dad she wanted to play in the garden. She couldn't wait to get outside and find Lilo. She found Lilo talking to a tree. Molly wondered what Lilo was doing. Lilo seemed very excited. Molly couldn't understand. It was only a tree.
Tree?
Asked Lilo.
This is what you call your air cleaners.
On Looniper, they had many names for trees. Oxygen makers, air cleaners, life givers. Molly had never really thought much about trees, but Lilo thought they were very important. Lilo spotted the wheelie bin. Lilo was really excited to find the rubbish inside and tipped it out all over the lawn.
Treasure,
Lilo said, picking up cardboard boxes and old milk bottles. Dad's not going to like this, Molly thought. Lilo couldn't understand why we throw so many useful things away. On Looniper, things were reused.
Otherwise, Looniper will run out of resources,
Lilo explained.
There would be nothing left.
Molly thought hard about that. Was there stuff that she threw away that could be reused to help save Earth's resources? Suddenly, she had a brilliant idea. Perhaps there was something that she could reuse to help mend Lilo's spaceship. Molly rushed to the shed and came back with her rusty old scooter. Lilo had never seen a scooter before. Molly rode it, and then Lilo rode it. Whizzing around on the scooter was fun, but that wasn't why Molly had found it. Lilo, she said, I've got an idea. My scooter's old and rusty. It comes apart and look, this top bit looks just like your steering stick. Lilo's remaining buttons lit up with joy. Lilo tied the bit from the scooter onto the spaceship with string. It was wobbly. But it worked. Now, Lilo could steer the ship back to Looniper. But without a start button, the spaceship would never get off the ground. Molly had an idea. When Lilo had been sorting through the rubbish, they'd found a milk bottle. Maybe they could use the top for the start button. They tried attaching it, but it was too small. Lilo was downhearted. The stars were beginning to come out. Molly looked up at them. The North Star was shining brightly, lighting Lilo's way home. If only she could find a way. First, find the North Star. Then, you'll know where you are, she thought. That's what I always say when I look through my telescope. A telescope! An idea flashed into her head. She dashed into the kitchen. On the side of her telescope was a round button. The focus button. The button you had to turn to bring the night sky into focus so you could see the stars. Molly took the milk bottle top from her pocket. The focus button was just a little bigger, the perfect size for Lilo's spacesuit. Molly picked up the telescope and headed outside to tell Lilo the good news. But just before she got to the door, something stopped her. She looked at her telescope again. Without the focus button, the telescope wouldn't work. Molly hugged the telescope to her. It was her favourite thing in all the world. But without the button, Lilo wouldn't be able to go home. She pushed the focus button onto the spacesuit. It fitted perfectly. Lilo was delighted. Soon, the spaceship would be zooming towards Lunapa with its clean air, three moons, Zazu fruit, zigzag nuts, and most importantly of all, Lilo's family and friends. Lilo's favourite part about exploring was always the journey home.
One day, Lilo said, Molly will fly back from a space mission. She will see the Earth getting bigger and bigger as she flies towards beautiful blue waters and green forests. She will know she is home. Look after your planet, Molly.
It was time for Molly and Lilo to say goodbye. They would never forget each other. Molly watched as Lilo's spaceship flew off into the sky, getting smaller and smaller. The stars were shining brightly. It was a perfect night for stargazing.
Look to the skies in the dark of the darkest of nights. All you'll see is a blanket of blue that dwarfs you, as it did all those who came here before you. The longer you stare, you'll begin to see everything's clear. As the minutes go by, to your great surprise, stars will appear. So when you're lost and far away, and you feel so small, find the North Star, you'll know where you are, you'll find your way home. When you're lost and far away, you're not on your own, find the North Star, you'll know where you are, you'll find your way home.